Welcome. You've got mail.
It's time to kick ass and chew bubble gum. And I'm all out of gum.
Are we on?
Yes, sir.
What is up? Oh, my God. Do you hear that?
No.
I think I just went through puberty.
Oh, my God. Okay.
All right. What's really up?
Surprised.
How's your week?
Not much.
We're back. Episode
5.
5. You didn't change it on the outline.
I didn't. I forgot. How was your week?
My week was okay. I'm tired.
Mm-hmm.
I sold my car yesterday.
Yes.
I did.
How was that?
I'm going to get into it. It was weird. So my car blew up. I sold it yesterday. The guy said he was going to come after 5. And then he called me at like 6:15 and was like, "Hey, do you want to drive it to Surrey and drop it off at my friend's house? And I'll just give you a ride home." And I was like, no.
Like, did you actually say no?
Yeah. Like, I'm not fucking, I don't know who this guy is.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I've watched enough Dateline NBC to know, like, man, that could have been the last time anybody ever heard from me.
That's true.
Right? I could have been just gone in the wind. No kidneys. Nothing. Right? So I said no. And he was like, "Oh, okay. Well, do you have plates for it?" I was like, "No. Like, you're literally buying a vehicle.
Yeah.
Are you dumb?" I didn't say that, obviously. I'm too nice. I was like, "No, I don't. Like, I have old expired tags I can throw on there. Like, I don't care."
Yeah.
He's like, "Oh, no, like, that's sketchy." And I was like, "Okay, whatever. Like, are you coming or not?" And he's like, "Yeah, well, my friend said, like, I need plates." I was like, "Why don't you ask your friend? Like, take your plates off your friend's car."
Yeah.
And he's like, "Well, isn't that illegal?" And I was like, "Look, I'm sure if you get pulled over, show him the transfer papers and be like, yo, I literally just bought this car 5 minutes ago. I'm limping it to Surrey, which was 10 minutes down the road, whatever." And he's like, "Okay, fine." So this is at like 7 o'clock. So I've literally done nothing. I'm waiting for him to show up because I have OCD and anxiety and that's just me.
Yeah.
And he doesn't show up until about 9:45. And I have to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Jesus Christ.
And so he messages me or calls me. He's like, "Hey, I'm downstairs." So I was like, "Okay." So I go outside and there's this guy. He's standing beside my car. So I walk a little closer. All of a sudden, 3 other very big black men get out of his car. I'm like, "Why do we need 4 people here? This is kind of weird," like thinking in my head. And I'm literally in the middle. They like circle me. Yeah, obviously, like, these were nice guys in the end.
Yeah.
But this is, what I'm thinking. Anyways, sold my car. But, yeah. It got the old blood going. But I didn't...
Oh,
he didn't, like, end up leaving my place till, like, 10:15, 10:30.
He just hung out downstairs?
Well, yeah, because the dummy, like, didn't bring cash. He had to e-transfer me. And any e-transfer over $500 takes half hour. And so I didn't trust this guy to be, like... He's like, "Oh, I e-transferred you." And I was like, "Okay, I don't have it yet. Like, I ain't given the keys. Like,
yeah.
What do you think I am?" Turns out they're actually sending the car to Africa. Yeah, to Ghana.
How?
He said, he's like, "Oh, yeah, I got like a container waiting for us."
Like Madagascar. Like,
yeah, I was like, "Oh, okay. Well, it overheats and it just blew up and it also has no air conditioning. So enjoy it."
Yeah.
But I got the money and that's all that matters. I secured the bag. As the kids would say.
As the kids
would Anyways, say. I just wanted to get into that because that was the most exciting part of my week so far.
Oh.
How about you? Anything exciting?
Yeah.
Let's go.
I started taking a class online from Yale University.
Yo! So is that why you didn't tell me anything's new when you were walking into my apartment? That's kind of cool.
I totally forgot.
What are you taking?
So I'm taking psychology and English. So this is the first time in 3 years that I've used my brain academic wise. And I'm taking a course from Yale. But the thing is they're online courses that have been filmed. Like, so filmed lectures.
Oh, okay.
From like 2010, 2011. So they're not super current. Like, you can't do tests and whatever. So I pretty much just sit and watch like an hour and a half to 2 hours of someone talking. Nice. And then I just learn.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know what I read the other day, speaking of Yale, that Harvard next year, I think it's like all incoming freshmen, it's going to be online.
Oh.
And you still have to pay like the $55,000 tuition.
Yeah.
To learn online.
Yeah.
Yeah, not cool, dude.
No.
I'm not into that.
No.
Like, if I'm paying $55,000 to go to a school, like, I'm paying that money to get buck wild on Friday, Saturday, and then have Sunday afternoon beers with the boys.
Yeah. Well, right? And to live on campus and to actually go to the school, like, schools like that are treasures.
Yeah, to
treasured
like...
treasured schools.
Black and... out and get an Adderall addiction. Do you ever think you'll go back to school?
No.
No, you're done?
Like, the only reason I'd want to go to school, like post-secondary, obviously, is to just meet other people.
Yeah.
And party and whatever, but I'm not going to spend $40,000 just to not live at my house, essentially, because I... Even doing the class online, it's so hard for me to focus.
I think you need Adderall, too.
Probably, but it is so difficult for me to sit on my ass for 2 hours and listen to this guy.
I'm at that point where I've been writing, trying to finish this article for, like, the last 3 weeks. And I literally just sit there and stare at the fucking screen. And I'm like, I can't think of a damn thing. I'm hurting. I think you'd do good if you went to, like, a fashion school, though. You're fashionable.
Yeah.
You're popping off on TikTok. Hashtag TikTok famous.
So, yeah. Well...
No, not into that.
I am, but I just don't see myself really going to school.
Yeah, that's true.
I also don't know what, like, I'm super passionate about that I would be willing to put in the time.
Well, now that I think of it, you're still super young.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't even worry about it.
No. And I mean, whatever. I'll just find a rich man.
Yo, what up? Where's the sugar daddies at?
Speaking of which, I've been debating getting an OnlyFans.
Oh.
Because I see all over Twitter girls, everyday girls that are below average looking like me, that get OnlyFans, and they're like, yeah, like sometimes I'll sell feet pics, or sometimes I'll literally just post pictures of myself on the beach, like in a bikini, like no nude pictures. And in like 2 days, this chick made over $1,000 just from bikini pics.
I know a couple girls that do that, and they make
bank. So
but
I'm
they're also
like,
they're crossing that threshold of bikini pics
to
like straight up porn.
Oh,
but
okay.
Yeah, so but either way, I also know there's a girl I know that just does what you're saying too.
Yeah.
I'm sure she makes decent money.
Yeah,
I think I'm going to do it too.
Might as well.
No, I'm just
worst
kidding.
No, I'm serious. Worst case scenario, what? In a week, you make $100? It's still an extra $100 for just posing in a bathing suit.
Yeah, I'm really, really thick right now, so I ain't going anywhere near a bathing suit. But anyways, do it.
Yeah.
Get that bank. Yeah.
Get
so,
that bread, get that head.
Get that leave. And then leave. Anyway, so last week we talked about Epstein, what's her name? Ghislaine Maxwell. Also, speaking of that, I had this revelation today speaking to my boss. Mm. I am down a conspiracy rabbit hole with Ghislaine Maxwell. I think she works for the CIA.
Really?
So this bitch is worth like millions, almost billions of dollars. And she has been away for the last, God knows, 12 years almost.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden... She moves to New Hampshire, right down the road from a DEA office, and she gets arrested during an election year.
Hmm.
There's a presidential election in November.
Yeah.
Donald Trump is all over this all over this Epstein. Why did my brain just shut off?
I know, you said her name not even 2 minutes ago.
But Donald Trump is all over this Epstein stuff. Like, there's pictures of them all together, Fox News literally... cropped him out of a photo this week, and they got in trouble for it.
Well, yeah.
But so that's why I think like she's here to drop some names. She probably worked out a plea deal with the government. And buckle up, folks in America. We got a lot of American listeners. Shout out to you guys, New York especially. But yeah, like good luck. Anyways, so we talked about Epstein, we talked about Barstool dropping the N-word and our favorite podcast at the moment, and we did some Am I the Assholes that were wild.
Mm-hmm.
And today's kind of going to be kind of the same thing, but different.
Yeah.
Some
there
trending.
Was a lot of celebrity dramas.
Yeah, so.
And stuff going on this week. So there's some gonna be very celebrity
shit
heavy.
Going on. So we're going to dive into some trending topics. And then we have this wild video of a girl just sucking back some hot dogs.
Some wieners, yo.
So when we get into that, we'll let you know the video on YouTube. You guys literally need to watch this. It is.
It's 5 minutes and it'll just make you feel some sort of way.
I don't even know how to explain it. It was just weird, but a cool weird, almost. Mm-hmm. I don't even know. Like, so...
It was interesting. Why don't we just talk about that first? My ex-coworker...
You know who you are if you're listening.
She sent me this video last night at, like, 10 o'clock, 9:30, 10. And she's like, my husband showed me this video and you guys should totally talk about it. So yeah. This video is essentially... What is she? Was she British? This British girl.
Probably they're a little weird. We got
this
some.
This British girl wanted to beat the world record for how many bunless hot dogs were eaten in. I think the world record was 3 minutes, but I could be wrong. Because this girl sucked back 24 hot dogs. In a minute 40 or something, and she didn't even chew a single one.
So,
oh my god,
she literally. So, I showed it to my coworker today, and it got me to think. It's a little gross what I'm gonna say right now, but like, when she like shits them out, do they just like come out full, and she has to like pull them out?
No,
what the fuck?
Because your stomach acid would.
I know, but let a guy dream a little bit weird. That's fucking weird.
I was concerned that not only did she not chew them and just swallow them whole, but she shoved them in long.
Oh, one yeah.
One after another. So it was like, imagine in those cartoons where, you know, the dogs start eating the hot dogs or the sausages that are all like in the casing and
the
rolled
string,
together.
Yeah.
So it's just like a string of
like a coil of sausage.
Imagine that. Just 24 of those constantly going down this chick's throat. Now, men.
Yeah, that's a visual.
Imagine what else she can do.
I can think.
A lot.
Yeah. What that
and
mouth
ladies,
do.
That could be you.
Step your game up.
If she can guzzle 24 hot dogs in a minute and a half, one by one, and not puke it up, I am literally so impressed.
But like, who?
It's disgusting.
Who
I
wakes up and
to
is
see
like...
That again.
Yo, I'm going to suck back 24 hot dogs in like under 2 minutes. You want
to
watch?
To beat the world record of the first girl that was able to sit in at a hot dog eating contest.
Oh, gotcha.
So that was the significance. Is she's like, she'll always be the queen of this, but I just want to prove that other women can do it too or something like that. I was like, okay, whatever. I just got into the video and after less than 2 minutes, she literally vacuum sucked them all back.
I've never really understand why people get into, like, food eating contests.
I think it's gross. I like to sit and enjoy my food.
Especially,
and I also
like, the...
don't want to throw it all up after.
Yeah, like the Coney Island hot dog eating contest. They're, like, literally squishing the bun, dipping it in water, and it's a soggy mess of bread, and then they just put it
That's
in their
disgusting.
Mouth. Yeah.
Disgusting.
But you guys...
And hot dogs, too. I can only have so many hot dogs. Like, 4, and I'm done.
So I actually bought hot dogs when I went grocery shopping last week.
Did you now, Mac?
Yeah. Oh, speaking of that, podcast listeners, I'm starting a diet. Thank you for listening. I weighed myself again yesterday. Not tight. Not tight at all. But I bought hot dogs.
I'm sure your jeans were.
My jeans are tight? Probably, because I'm thick. So yeah, that is that. Let's move on.
Yeah, so...
So I am almost 30 years old, and... I am, I wouldn't say addicted, but I can't stop looking at TikTok.
Yeah, me too. It took me forever to get like the Hype House side of TikTok off of my For You page.
Oh, they're off mine.
So I'm on the alternate side. And not just like the I'm on the alternate side of TikTok because I'm quirky. I'm like very on the alternate side of TikTok. I see some real fuck shit.
Yeah, how about that video? Excuse me. How about that video I sent you the other day where it's like saying goodbye to the homies or whatever?
Yeah, that's not even nearly as bad as what I see.
But the hype house that she's talking about is like all these 16 to 20. It's all these like 16 to 22 year old kids. That are worth millions of dollars. And then there's, I don't know why they call it the hype house. They come up with stupid names.
Yeah.
They also have the Sway House, and that's all I know.
Daisy Keach's house is called the Clubhouse.
They're nice.
Yeah, but anyway, so her house is called the Clubhouse, and she's in that with no one from the old hype house. So it's her and her best friend, Abby, and then, like, a bunch of other guys. Yeah, so there's tons of trauma. Well, that too. Tons of drama going on in the ex-hype house right now, revolving around Chase or Lil Huddy.
Fuck, is he ever ugly.
Yeah. So, backstory. Chase and Charlie were dating, and then they
D'Amelio, the queen of TikTok. I believe she now has 60 million followers.
It's insane.
She's underage. I have to say.
Yeah, they were dating, and they broke up because there was rumors of Chase cheating. So they broke up, but both of them claimed that, and this happened like in the midst of quarantine too. So I think Chase stayed at the hype house and Charlie went back to her family's. So they claimed, they were like, no, we still have a lot of love for each other. It's just like, it's what's best for us to move on. We're still friends. And then, you know, time went by. They started making TikToks together, being all, like, you know, friendly. So people started speculating they were back together. I don't know if they ever were or not because I don't follow the drama. But then this past week, there was rumors that were true, but that Chase kissed one of the Sway members' girlfriends.
Josh. Richards, who was just on live with Portnoy.
Nessa. Oh, that's, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So, Chase kissed Nessa, whatever.
It's Bryant or something, but I don't even know. That might be completely wrong. One of these kids.
So, he kissed her, and the teens of Twitter.
It's psychotic.
They fucking lost it. Chase deleted all of his tweets from Twitter.
Pussy.
So, I wrote them down. Chase tweeted, all of this drama going on because I kissed Nessa when we were both single. And then Charlie, she replied. She quote tweeted it.
Yeah. So the whole world could see.
So the whole world saw what tweet she was talking about. She was like, then you shouldn't have come to my house afterwards without telling me.
This got so big. Like, I don't follow any of these people on Twitter. And it showed up on my timeline.
Yeah. And then Chase tweeted a separate tweet with a big ass list. And he was like, since all of my drama has been put on the internet for the world to judge me, let me lay out everyone else's. Super shallow, by the way. Whatever. Keep it private. I mean, they're kids, but none of them should have gone to Twitter in the first place. Chase started it, but whatever. Think
of being under 22 years old with millions of dollars disposable income that you can just play
with. It's ridiculous. So he tweeted a long ass list of, like, pretty much calling out all of his friends, ex-friends, whatever, saying this person got with this person before they started dating, this person cheated on this person kissed this person when they were still together, whatever. Like, he just laid out everyone's. And then Dixie, Charlie's sister, was like, stop playing the victim and worry about yourself. And then Charlie called Chase out and was like, stop deflecting your actions onto others because you can't take the responsibility, Chase. So she called him out and then was like, want me to talk about how you treated me during our relationship or do you want to continue playing the victim? Yeah, so that's just fucking annoying because it is all over Twitter, all over Instagram, all over TikTok.
Yeah, like, fuck off, kids. Leave We need some new
people
other
cheat
news.
On other people. Keep it private, especially when you have that big of a platform.
Yeah,
that I don't
is
know.
Also true. Speaking of TikTok, so Juice WRLD just released his album today, yesterday at midnight. Yes, July 10th. Juice WRLD just released his album. Juice WRLD died a couple months ago, drug overdose, allegedly. But there is like a petition going on to fucking shut up. I'm trying to record a podcast.
My God.
So yes, Juice WRLD died. He released his album, his post-mortem album, whatever it's called, Legends Never Die. Great album. But there is a petition going on to not allow TikTok users to use any of his music from this album.
Oh, thank God.
Because they need to fucking stop doing this, because it's really ruining songs for me, like Pop Smoke's album.
Mm.
Pop Smoke, rest in peace. He also died, just released a banger of an album. Now you got all these fucking idiots doing some weird ass dance to it online.
Yeah.
Stop it. Please.
Yeah.
You're ruining it for me.
Speaking of artists releasing new albums, Lil Yachty. Have you listened to his new album?
No, I haven't yet.
So, which ties in with TikTok. He's on TikTok now.
Oh, he's funny on TikTok.
So I follow him, but he was talking about it. He's so funny. He's at his mom's house and he's like, "Mom, my album releases in 2 days. Are you excited?" And she's like, "Oh my God, yeah." But oh my God, it's actually such a good album.
Nice.
It's bumping.
I'll have to check it out. This was like these last probably two, three weeks have been big for music.
Yeah.
Like Eminem and Kid Cudi just released a song last night. It's decent. It's got a little bit of George Floyd love in there. And then also Russ released a new song yesterday.
Oh.
I kind of like him just because he literally has done it himself. No label. Mm-hmm. He worked his way up from nothing. So they released a new song. Speaking of music, I'm just going to go freeball in here. Kanye West announced he's running for president of the United States of America.
Oh, yes.
So they also, when asked what party he is going to run under, this motherfucker said he is running under the birthday party. Because when he wins, it'll be like it's everybody's birthday.
Kanye West is my favorite human alive.
But he is so...
I love him.
According to somebody close to the Kardashian family, he is also not taking his medication right now. And he is severely bipolar.
Psycho, yeah.
So he might be going through like a bipolar psychosis right
now.
Well,
he did joke about running for president in the beginning of the last term.
Yeah. But also...
Elon Musk is pro
Kanye. I know, but Elon Musk is also pro Dave Portnoy from Barstool. Running for president.
Well.
But anyways, we're not a politics podcast. All I have to say on that is fuck Trudeau.
Yeah.
I'm.
Are Canadians listening?
I'm not a Trudeau
fan. We hate him. But if you love him, that's okay, because we love everybody. But
Trudeau. Anyways, so moving on, the next topic.
Actually, go back to that really quick.
Rewind.
I just think it's funny that Trudeau got into... the house.
Oh my God.
Because one, when we had our student vote in high school, Trudeau won by a whopping landslide based on how he looks.
Oh yeah.
So now I literally can't get it out of my head that the only reason he's our prime minister is because he was good looking. And now on TikTok, I've seen even American girls swoon over him, like, "Oh my God, Canada's prime minister," and they show the clips of him with his long hair and his beard, like swooning over him. It just, it is so funny that everyone thinks he's so hot.
I just don't understand how a drama teacher can all of a sudden become a prime minister of a country.
I guess that leaves hope for me. Follow politics,
yeah.
But
yeah, basically.
Anyway, yeah, we are not a politics podcast, so don't take anything we say into consideration. But everyone's opinion is their own, so don't hate us for having ours, because I don't care who you vote for. It's none of my business. But
yeah, and I'm sure also our listeners from South Africa, all 15 of you, probably have no idea what we're talking about. But either way, what's up? Rock on. Moving on. A little bit of sad news. And some weird news. Another member of the show Glee is presumed to be dead.
Mm-hmm.
Naya Rivera was boating on a lake. And I guess that she was swimming with her 4-year-old son. And all of a sudden her 4-year-old son is just in the boat by himself. And she's gone.
Mm-hmm. Her life jacket was in the boat.
Yeah, the too. Kid was wearing his life jacket.
So it's super weird because the kid was wearing his and her life jacket was in the boat.
Yeah.
And they are presuming her dead because after looking for her, they couldn't find a single clue as to where they could even find another clue to where she is.
Yeah, it's super strange.
Like, she literally just dropped off the face of the earth, right?
Super strange. Super sad, but it's also really really weird because this is now the third actor from Glee and I believe the fifth person or sixth person tied to the show that has died.
Yeah.
So it's like a quote unquote Glee curse. Cory Monteith passed away in July of 2013. Puck, who's played by Mark Salling ended up hanging himself on January 30th, 2018, committed suicide just 6 weeks before he was due to be sentenced to 4 to 7 years for possession of child porn.
Yeah.
So I guess his apartment or whatever was raided in 2015 and they found like thousands of photos and videos of underage kids, which is disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
And then yeah, now it's Naya Rivera. So that's pretty sad.
Sad.
Some other news that is kind of wild. Johnny Depp, he is going through one of the nastiest divorces with Amber Heard. I don't know if you remember a couple years ago, like, everybody painted Johnny Depp to be, like, this abusive piece of shit. Mm-hmm. Like, he was beating her, blah, blah, blah. Well, it turns out, funny enough, it was actually her doing the abuse.
Yeah.
Like, she fucking cut half this guy's finger off. Like
she is literally psychotic.
Like, the voicemails that were leaked of her is like, I've been with some psycho women, but this is something else. But anyway, so they're going through the divorce in court right now, and some photos got leaked of Johnny Depp's lunch, and my God, it was about a pint-sized glass of whiskey and 4 lines of the old booger sugar and a little bit of cocaine, you know?
What an appetite.
So it was a photo of, his lunch. It was the whiskey and then 4 lines of coke, and then the next photo was him passed out on the floor. But I just thought that was funny because that just seems like Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
Right? I'm sure he has some demons, and I'm not promoting his drug use, but I'm sure he gets the purest shit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I just found that funny. But I hope his divorce goes okay, and I hope that bitch rots.
Yeah, divorces are just nasty.
Yeah.
I'm not old enough to have been through one, but...
Yeah, me neither.
They just sound like they suck, even when it's a good one.
Yeah, why get married? You're just going to get divorced in 5 to 7 years. Save the money. You're giving me a very...
I don't know why that save money just reminded me of this saying, save a horse, ride a cowboy. I don't know why that made me think of that, but...
Okay, last topic that is trending. Shia LaBeouf.
Mm-hmm.
Our boy... Lewis Stevens from Even Stevens. He was also Transformers.
Yes. Oh, yes.
What else was he on? I think he's a great actor. But he is in a new movie coming out soon called Tax Collector, where he plays this, like, Mexican gangster. What would you call him? Cartel. Like, yeah. A cartel member. This dude literally went and got a full stomach-to-chest tattoo for this movie.
Yep.
I don't my name Jeff
to say, like, dude's that's dedicated. That's crazy.
That's yeah. And I mean,
painful,
it's
painful for one movie.
It's not even a nice looking tattoo. Like, it's some weird, like, Mexican old people on his stomach. He's not even Mexican. Either way, like, that's cool. He's a crazy method actor, but
I don't know. I think it's super cool.
Dedication,
but like,
I guess.
What if he wants to do another movie?
Exactly. That's what I was thinking. But hey, no. So thinking of that, a lot of actors get like covered up with makeup.
Yeah, that's an intense process.
Machine Gun Kelly is like neck down tattoos.
Yeah.
And he's had like movies where he's shirtless and he's just covered in makeup.
Yeah.
Right? Like when he did Dirt, they covered all his tattoos up and stuff like that. But
yeah.
Either way, dedication. He also, a couple movies ago, got like this huge cut on his face on purpose because the the character he was playing had like a nasty scar.
Oof, yikes.
Very, very crazy.
Yeah.
All right. That's...
This week has been really heavy celebrity-wise.
Yeah, that's basically...
So I'm going to apologize in advance for people who literally don't care about that, but...
Okay, so that's basically it. We're going to finish off with some Am I the Assholes. I got a couple that are pretty, pretty juicy. So this was weird. We're currently not speaking because of this issue, since I find it gross and my boyfriend can't see my problem with it. I do most of the cooking in our relationship, which I am fine with. However, occasionally my boyfriend will want to do some cooking together and do some baking together. We do a lot of activities together, especially now that we're both home a lot. The one thing I cannot stand is a habit he has when it comes to food. If my boyfriend thinks something is too dry or needs a better consistency, he will use his own spit and put it into the food. For example, the other day we were icing homemade cookies, and I caught him thinning out the icing mixture by spitting inside the bowl and mixing it in. Holy, this has been an issue for some time, so he tries to hide it whenever he does it from me. But every time I cat... Sorry. But every time I catch him, I just find it gross. His reply is to shrug and tell me that I get more of his saliva in my mouth when we kiss anyways. So it shouldn't be a big deal and makes literally no difference. I pleaded with him to use water and he says that the texture just isn't the same. This is disgusting. And he has pointed out that if I can't tell the texture is different, surely it doesn't matter. Oh, am I the asshole for not wanting my boyfriend to spit in our food when we cook together?
No.
No, your boyfriend's a psychopath.
That's disgusting. That is actually disgusting. I am so grossed out right now.
I'm not into spit. Like, I find that disgusting. Like, I know... This is gonna get weird. There's some girls out there that want guys to spit in their mouth.
Oh,
I just yuck. I'm not against like abuse, but I just want to smack him in the face.
Oh my god, I hate that.
Like, are you what did your dad do to you that makes you want some dude to spit in your mouth?
Oh, that's actually disgusting.
Like,
nasty.
So you're definitely not an asshole. Your boyfriend, you need a new boyfriend.
Yeah. If you, oh my god, what would happen if they were out for dinner, like in a restaurant, and he didn't like the
it's
consistency?
Like, yo, my gravy's,
he wouldn't send it back.
My
he
gravy's be... too thick. Okay, last one. My ex and I got divorced 5 years ago. Our youngest was 17. All of our kids were fine with it, and have their own lives. I see them as much as my ex. My youngest blamed me for the end of the marriage. I was very close with him when he was a kid, so this baffled me. All of a sudden, he blocks me from all aspects of his life, and I know what's going on through my... And I only know what's going on through my ex and my kids when he asks me for money. The funny part is, I have a better relationship with my ex than I do with him. We still have family get-togethers with all the kids and grandkids, but he won't go if I go. He moved to the other side of the state with his girlfriend last year. Earlier this week, I was having lunch with my girlfriend and saw my son down the street. He was in town for his friend's birthday party. We made eye contact and he said something to his girlfriend. He started to walk up the street with his girlfriend towards us. Keep in mind, we haven't exchanged a word in 3 years. He looked like he was in a good mood. I know he wanted to come up and say hi and introduce himself to my girlfriend. I looked at him with those dad eyes and shook my head, basically telling him not to bother me. He got the message and walked the other way. He's almost 23 and not a kid. He needs to learn that when you burn bridges, you burn bridges. Am I the asshole for not acknowledging my son in public? This is a little deep.
I don't know. I have... and here I am sitting on the fence again. I have two things with this. One, I am very pro once you burn a bridge, that it's bridge fucking done.
Oh, are you?
I am very pro that.
Are you really?
Am I really, Mac?
How come? I'm getting the look. Never mind.
No, well, listen. Listen. Kidding. If you fucking do me dirty, I don't care who the fuck you are. Like, you're cut off. So, I'm kind of with the dad on that aspect.
So, is he an
But
asshole?
Then... At the end of the day.
Hop off that fence, Courtney.
Okay, but listen.
Hop off that fucking fence, Courtney.
I'm just going to give my two cents on the other side. It's his kid. So it's kind of like, it's not just like it's like a buddy or whatever. It's like, it's your blood and you're shunning him out because of a divorce.
Yeah. So.
I'm going to say no. Kid burned a fucking bridge. He was a twat about it. Whatever. Clearly, he was fine by himself, so.
So, I feel, like, literally the exact same as, like, being on the fence, like,
Oh, really, Mac? Hop off that fence.
I'm kidding. Yes, he's his dad.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, this happened when he was 17, the divorce.
Mm-hmm.
You got a good 17 years out of him.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. But, like, literally, it happened when he was 17. Yeah, you're a little immature, but. You'd think he would come to his senses.
Somewhere in between, what, 6 years it was? He's 23 now. Yeah, he's 23. He's 23
now. Whoa.
Jesus Christ, that came out of nowhere.
He's 23 now.
When they had that, or almost had that encounter. So within the 6 years, if the kid didn't reach out and apologize or say anything,
yeah,
fuck him, whatever. He's an adult now.
So I am going to hop off this fence. And I'm going to say, yeah, he is a bit of an asshole for not acknowledging his kid. You're literally walking on the same street and you have to make it that awkward. Like,
yeah.
Like, it's not like it's like an ex-girlfriend or an ex-boyfriend.
No.
It's literally like you shot this guy out of yourself.
So the dad didn't cut the kid out though.
The kid like called it, but I mean, like, yeah. He's 23 now. They haven't talked in 3 years. He's literally like coming up with a smile on his face. Like, hi daddy. No, you know, like, he wants, he's kind of like, he just gave that look. And then his dad was like, don't you fucking dare, kid. Get out of here.
Yeah.
So a bit of an asshole. Anyways, that's it for episode 5. Thanks for listening. Follow our social media, Instagram at the He Said, She Said podcast, Twitter at He Said, She Said MC, Facebook and YouTube at the He Said, She Said podcast. And as always, thank you for listening. Any final remarks, Courtney?
Nope. We'll see ya. Stay Monday,
blessed.
Bright and early.
Bye.
That's what she said. That's what she said.
No, that's what he said.